Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Here's a random question for you. What do you wake up to in the morning? Like, what's your alarm? I want to know what you wake up to. Let me know. 306-938-0963. Bonus points if it's my voice. Because back in the day, you didn't really have a lot of options when it came to alarms. It was either the over and over again, or you could set it to the radio. Those were your two options with those old school alarm clocks. Now, though, a lot of people use their phones as their alarms, and you can pick a song as your alarm. I've been doing this for years. For a long time, I woke up to this song from The Lion King. That was my alarm for like 3 or 4 years. Just a great way to wake up. But for the past couple of weeks, I've been trying something different. I've been waking up to Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith. Just the way it starts. It's the perfect way to start the day because I wake up at 3:15 in the morning, and when 3:15 hits, this is what I hear.
My eyes open, and I'm like, okay, let's get this day going, but I'm not ready to get out of bed yet. I'm just going to sit here and stare at the ceiling while I just ponder life's greatest mysteries and think about my to-do list. Okay, I got to coach football at 3 o'clock. I got to go grocery shopping. I got to go pick up this and that for the wedding. Okay, so I go over all these things in my head while the intro is going, and when it's ready to start the day, the most epic part just kicks in. Let's do this. Wake up. I'm telling you, best alarm clock ever. You know when your buddy goes to the liquor store and he asks you, what kind of beer do you like? What's your beer? What kind of beer can I get you? What do you prefer? For me, I don't have a preference anymore. Like, most people out there have that one beer that they drink all the time and that's it. For me, I realize something. I don't care what beer I get because when I go to the liquor store, I always get the beer that comes with the best free stuff. Are you like me? Do you take a couple laps around the liquor store and you're like, all right, who has some free stuff that I can take today? There's usually a beer company giving away like t-shirts or toques or hats or something like that. Sometimes they come with little like coolers or backpacks or something like that. You can enter a draw for like a mini fridge, something cool. I don't have a beer anymore. It's just whoever has the coolest free stuff. So if you work for a beer company or a liquor company or whatever, you should keep that in mind because I know a lot of people think like me. And you can tell a lot of people think like me because you'll always see a bunch of different brands of beer around the brand of beer giving away the free stuff. Like, there'll be a bunch of random cases beside the brand of beer that's giving away the cool thing because people make that last-minute decision. They pick up their case of beer, they're walking to the till, and then they see, ooh, this brand is giving away a backpack. Well, never mind original case of beer. They just throw it on the ground, pick up the new case, get the free stuff, and they're out of there. People just will do anything for free stuff, especially a free t-shirt. Go to a sporting event, and grown adults will be knocking kids over during the t-shirt cannon just to get a free t-shirt. That's how much they love it. I love me a good prank, and I think I have discovered the greatest online prank of all time. Like, nothing tops this one. This guy changed his Facebook name to Customer Support. So instead of his actual name, like Tim Jennings, it pops up as Customer Support. This guy will then change his profile picture to a company's logo. He will go on that company's Facebook page and go to their posts section, like, you know, where people can write reviews or something like that. He'll go to that, and then he'll reply to them, pretending to be that company's customer support. And it is hilarious. I'll post some photos up on Cruise FM's Facebook page for you because it's so simple, but so genius at the same time, because the people who write these reviews, they think that it's the actual customer support replying.
And really, it's some random guy from Kentucky sitting in his basement just trolling them. Like, one time, he decided to be a customer support for a jewelry company. And one person wrote a post on their Facebook page, "I need my ring reshaped and no one will respond to my emails. What's going on here?" The typical nasty Facebook review that people write. This guy replies, and again, he's not actual customer support. And he replies, "Well, instead of getting it resized, why don't you pull a Frodo and go get your own ring?" And then the people reply to that, "Who is in charge here? I want to speak to the manager." And then he'll reply back, "I am the manager, bud. I am customer support." Like, oh man, even Jim Halpert would be jealous of that one. Here on Cruise Mornings, we don't really talk about the international blank days. Like, oh, today's International Stapler Day. Make sure you give your staplers some love. We don't really talk about those things. Except if it's a big one. And today's a big one. It's International Dog Day, which is like the best day ever because everyone's just posting photos of their dogs on social media. So if you go on Facebook or Twitter, just scroll and you'll see nothing but adorable puppies. Great day, right? Here's a question for you. Who are the best movie or TV dogs of all time? For me, my vote goes to Chance and Shadow from the movie Homeward Bound. One of the most underrated movies of all time. Chance and Shadow were like the best dog team of all time. They always had each other's back. I remember when Shadow couldn't get out of that mud hole in the movie and Chance didn't want to leave. And it was just, I'm tearing up just talking about it. I don't even want to talk about Marley and Me because I'll full on break down in tears if we start talking about that movie. So far, my favorite answer has been Darby's Petey from Little Rascals. Remember Petey? What a good dog! My initial answer was Chance and Shadow from Homeward Bound, but I think I gotta change it to Petey. I love that dog. It was so adorable. Sorry, Chance and Shadow. Sorry. We're getting so many good answers on the text at 306-938-0963. So many good answers on our Facebook page as well. So many people saying Lassie and Beethoven and Old Yeller and Air Bud. That was another one that was brought up a lot. No one, though, has said Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons. Not one person. I'm not mad. I'm just a little disappointed. The one answer that is getting the most votes, let's see how many. 1, 2, 3, 4. 87 people have voted for The Littlest Hobo, which, yeah, The Littlest Hobo, legendary. And the thing that makes me upset is you can't find reruns of The Littlest Hobo on TV anymore. Like, no one plays The Littlest Hobo anymore. They show reruns of Frasier and The Big Bang Theory, but not The Littlest Hobo? Really, TV? Really? I mean, not only was it a great show, but it also had the best theme song of all time.
There's a voice.
What a hater.
It's on call with me.
Turn it up.
Down the road. That's where I'll always be. Every stop I make.
That song is going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day, and that's a good thing. Only one person said Comet from Full House was their favorite TV dog, and no one said the Beast from The Sandlot. That one really hurt my feelings, I'm not going to lie. I know the Beast was angry and scary at the start of the movie, but at the end of the movie, the Beast turns out to be a gentle giant. No love for the Beast from The Sandlot. If you're a sports fan here in Saskatoon, today has to be just a great day for you. Unless you happen to be a fan of the Indianapolis Colts, in which case, the next month is going to suck. Andrew Luck retiring. Oh, man. I'm a huge Colts fan, and that caught me off guard. There goes the season. The local teams, though, absolutely killing it. The Saskatchewan Rattlers bringing home the Canadian Elite Basketball League title with a huge win over Hamilton last night at SaskTel Center. The crowd was absolutely rowdy. Ah. When Michael Linklater got hoisted up on his teammate's shoulders, goosebumps. Also, the Saskatoon Hilltops picking up a big win over their rivals in Regina. Tom Sargent, the man, the myth, the legend. 200 career wins with the Tops. He started coaching in 1998. He's got 12 national championships to his name. Sarge, an absolute legend. The Riders also won. Fajardo! Oh, man, did he play good over the weekend. Hey, Cody Fajardo Mania. It's in full force here in the province. The Blades, they started their training camp. The Huskies, they're in like week two of their training camp. Here's what sports fans in Saskatoon sound like right now.
Cruise Mornings with Stacy and Clayton.
Today's Hinterland Who's Who takes a closer look at the student during the last week of summer holidays. The days are getting shorter and the evenings are getting colder, which means the student will soon be trading in their Xbox controller for a math textbook. Now, this could be a dramatic shock to the student system as they have been in hibernation mode in their parents' basements for the last 7 weeks. Being underground for so long has made the student realize that they've accomplished absolutely nothing they wanted to do when the summer started. They'll spend all week drinking as many Slurpees as possible, consuming mass amounts of 5-cent candies, and riding bikes with fellow students for hours on end in an attempt to fit an entire summer into a few days. However, the mother bear will be a giant buzzkill to the student's last week of freedom. She'll drag the student to numerous back-to-school shopping establishments, places like Winners for a new back-to-school wardrobe. Despite the name, the student will not feel like a winner. But the mother bear will. The light is at the end of the tunnel for the mother bear, for as her cub's freedom is approaching its end, hers is just about to begin.
For a more complete story, why not contact the Canadian Wildlife Service in Ottawa?
You may remember on Mother's Day this year, I was like, if you can't think of anything to get for your mom, just get a mug and put a bunch of stuff in that mug, like fancy teas or gift cards or whatever, and she'll love it because everyone loves a mug as a present. I am regretting that statement because, as you know, I am engaged. I'm getting married in 13 days. And the people who can't make our wedding, like the people who RSVP know, they're starting to send us gifts. Because that's what you do if you can't go to a wedding. You send them a little gift. We have gotten 19 sets of mugs so far. 19. That's not a word of a lie. And every single mug is the exact same. Like, they always give us two mugs. One for me, one for my fiance. Mine says, Mr. Right. And hers say, Mrs. Always Right. We got a couple a few weeks back, and we're like, oh, these are adorable. We love these. And then the next day, we got another pair of mugs. And then the next day we got like two more pairs of mugs. And it kept going, and it kept going. And now we have 19. We don't have anywhere to store these mugs. Like, there are so many mugs. If anyone wants a free mug, just come to the Cruise Studios. I will happily give you a mug. We're going to have to take out like a storage locker or something so we have room for all these mugs.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.